Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. So I want you to talk about, even for us, that we would have a revived perspective of expectancy, that God is indeed raising up leaders who honor God and fear Him.
Yeah, I have two thoughts, actually. It's a great question. One is around the expectancy piece as a whole. We went into our Atlanta event, which was 2 weeks ago, and our Atlanta events are kind of Super Bowl. It's our kickoff to the year for our two-day events, a little different than what we're going to be doing in Minnesota. But we had 8,000 leaders in this arena. And I, as a team, for the last 4 months, we felt like God had said, I felt like this and kind of had led our team this way. We felt like He said, look, I want to pour out myself in a new way, but I'm not going to do it if you're not on your knees asking for it. And in other words, I want to move through you and not in spite of you, right? Mm-hmm. And so our team had this expectation that we've never had, because we were trying to stay in the presence of God as we were going, God, you've given us this 8,000 leaders to steward. And we see that. We see our platform as a chance to steward people's time and their resources, right? Because they're paying money that's given at a church most of the time. They're paying these things. Well, we want to make sure, with everything in us, that we can come with a great stewardship of their time. And for us this year, it came with expectation that God was going to move, because we felt like He was telling us He wanted to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a piece of the expectation thing. But when it comes to this leadership thing, it's become clearer and clearer to me over time, and especially being a pastor at a church, that we have to recognize that the world looks to those who represent Jesus as a representation to Jesus to them. And if we lead poorly, that is a really bad representation. And every one of us know that we can absolutely affect somebody's faith by how we lead, good or bad. And we all have friends, maybe it's us, that have been a part of a church where the pastor might be a great communicator, but led really poorly on a situation, on a conversation. And we've had a brother, a sister, a cousin, a friend who've walked away from the faith, not because they don't love Jesus anymore, not because they don't, believe maybe even in the church, but they don't believe in the people who represent God in those situations. And that's why it's so important, in my opinion, to really expect our Christian leaders, whether it's in the church or outside the church, to have a calling a little bit above everything else that says, I'm called to lead well because people's faith depends on it. So you're exactly right. I think we've all been in work situations. I think you said, and maybe we've all need one bad leader in our lives. The honest truth is we've probably had more bad leaders than good leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've seen a lot of that. And I think one of the things we're passionate about is, how do we restore leadership to a place where people expect healthy organizations, where people expect to come to the church? And maybe it's never going to be perfect, but it is a place that's valuing people above other things, relationships over results and people over profit. That's a big deal in God's economy, in my opinion. So I think it's definitely, let's become that kind of generation of leaders that people expect us to be good leaders and set apart and not just expect average or status quo.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.